Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And where down we go, 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 where down we go.
It's 6-9-27. It's Bob.
It's Max.
And we're actually off to F&M about reasonably timed today.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what you have to talk about.
Well, we can talk about the thing you shared with me during the week. The
thing I shared with you?
Yeah, the meta game rant that Jeff talked about.
Oh, I didn't even... I watched the whole thing, but I almost forgot all about it. Shit, why did I go this way?
I don't know why you went this way.
Anyways, this week there was a video posted to Reddit.
It was actually Jeff's Twitch stream.
Yeah, but it was recorded from Jeff Hoogland's Twitch stream. Now, some people might know Jeff as the ever-ranting a-hole that he's never happy unless he's winning. But this stream, or this recording, was of him playing Legacy. And the deck he was playing was the deck he's ranted and raved about should have been banned, of Grixis Delver. He's been raving, ranting for years that Delver and Brainstorm, two cards that should be banned out of the format because they're too good. Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff's actually gotten back into Legacy with the top ban.
Yeah, because I know he's been experimenting with his Dedgael build and all that.
Dedgael has always been a pet deck of his.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was one of the better non-blue grindy decks.
Mm-hmm.
But in this rant, Jeff is arguing with somebody about whether you should play the best deck or play a deck that beats the best deck.
Yeah.
And there's views to both sides.
Well, actually, I figured out what actually sparked the rant was some guy was, when Jeff had said that, yeah, Grixis Delver is probably the best deck in the format, mm-hmm. Someone had mentioned, was like, no, Jund is. And that's kind of what sparked the whole rant.
See, I only watched the video that I sent you. I didn't have a chance to actually watch the whole thing.
Well, actually, if you looked it up on YouTube, and then the next autoplay was his stream, it's literally the first thing that comes up. It's the first thing he talks about, actually.
But in regards to that, yes, punishing Jund does beat up on Grixis Delver.
Yeah.
But, that's pretty car. Very pretty car. But in regards to the overall meta,
yeah,
Grixis Delver has better matchups all around, mm-hmm. especially in combo.
His full rant was the fact that don't be just playing the deck that can beat the best deck, play a deck that can beat most
the majority of the decks. And that's what I fully agree on in Legacy, and that's why I stuck with Deathblade. Yes, it had a horrible Miracles matchup, but against everything else, I was great.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Grixis Delver being the quote-unquote best deck in the format, it's really hard to move away from Deathblade that beats up on it.
Yeah. No, it was funny because also, too, it kept on going further in. The guy's like, well, I 4-1 leagues with Jund, and then ultimately they go back and forth for a bit, and then someone else posts, well, I mean, I 4-1 with sleeves filled with bees. My opponents just usually leave the game in soup.
Yeah. As I say, it's you got to look at the global or the ever-wide meta, not just your results. And, well, Jeff and I don't see eye to eye. I do agree with him on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started Legacy, I thought Jeff Hoogland was just the biggest a-hole who should not be playing Legacy because he was too salty.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly did. Out of watching all of his rants, reading his comments about how Brainstorm Ponder are too good and allow decks to outplay because of consistency, I thought he was completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 3 years later, 4 years later almost, I see some points to Jeff's comments about how the cantrips are just so good.
Yeah.
And after playing Reanimator, Deathblade, all the different Delvers under the sun, including the Identity Crisis Delver of Blue, White, Red, playing Miracles, playing all the different variants of Stoneblade.
Yeah.
Now playing Storm. Even, like, Vintage doesn't have this many cantrips.
Yeah. They limit them very much.
Well, Brainstorm is restricted, Ponder is restricted, so Ancestral Recall is restricted, and then they have 4 Preordains.
Yeah.
So, that's 8 right there, but it's one-ups. Where in Legacy, yes, we don't have Recall, but we have 4 Ponder, 4 Brainstorm, 4 Preordain.
Yeah.
If you want to play Heavy Search. So, but Jeff's rant this week, I thought it was perfect, because, like, Carl, he's trying to metagame against us.
Yeah, it's...
He wants to put Chalice of the Voids in his Death and Taxes just for against Neon Storm.
Yeah, no, that's not... I mean, it doesn't sound like a horrible idea, but it's also, people have tried it before, and it doesn't work to the meta.
Yeah, it's... Congratulations, you can consistently beat me, but you're going to lose to everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to get Carl to
understand. He can pick up some weird games with the Chalices, but still, it's just, it doesn't help the deck having them.
Yeah, in the matchup, in Death and Taxes versus Storm, it doesn't help.
Then Death and Taxes is already strong against Storm.
No, it's not. No.
Oh, it's not as strong, but...
It's horrible against Storm, because he doesn't have any way to interact with me before he gets a Thalia.
Oh, yeah, this is true. But...
And even in games 2-3, when we've sideboarded, I still demolish him because of Massacre.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that card. It feels so good to cast for 1 mana against Death and Taxes.
I mean, at most, he could try and make his deck faster, but that's still, again, it's...
Well, that's the whole point thing, is you can't really make Death and Taxes any better than it already is.
Yeah.
It is just a good all-around deck. Yes, you're giving up percentage points to Storm, but you gain them back against Sneak and Show, Omnitel, all those blue-based.
Yeah, and then against also Fairy decks, it's not a horrible matchup either.
Yeah, exactly. So in Legacy is so wide open, you can't beat everything. And that's what a lot of newcomers don't understand, is Legacy isn't a 1-2-3-4-deck format.
Yeah.
There might be 2-3 decks that you can guarantee to see at every event.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
There are a scattering that, once in a while, you'll see them at least one in each event, if not every other event.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are probably 500 different decks that you're going to run into a corner case and be like, I've never seen this before, I don't know if I'll ever see it again.
Yeah. Playing Moto Online has been enlightening me on a lot of cards.
Well, did you see Joe Lissette streaming at all this week?
No, I don't. Usually when I go to stream is when I don't have anything else to watch.
Joe Lissette was streaming his post-Miracles deck,
and
it was like a Celefit Breakfast Reanimator.
Okay.
It was messed up.
I forgot about that. Yeah, he's switched over to a more quicker build. A quicker deck over Miracles.
Well, he was the Miracles Master.
Yeah.
And he even said the day after the top banning was announced, he was excited for Legacy once.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be so different. And as much as I miss beating up on people who spin tops badly, or spinning tops pretty good myself, I'm glad top is gone, because now everybody wants to play Legacy with it being different.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the fact it's wide open. In all honesty, I don't think Grixis Delver is the best deck in the format. I don't. I think Lands is.
I mean, again, it's like, to really consider what is the best deck in the format, I think there's something you gotta, like, sit there and figure it out, and how you actually quantify the best deck in the format.
There's really no way to do it, because by the time you actually might get a formula or an algorithm to do it, new set that you have to add new cards.
Yeah. So there's not really a way to consider what is the best deck. There's a lot of good decks that can beat a lot of the most meta, but...
About the most consistent way to say the best deck is if you scored it by rankings.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only way I could think of it offhand.
And scored by rankings, as in, like, where...
First place gets 30 points, second place gets 29, something like that, all the way down. So that way, every tournament results, you could compare every tournament and say, yes, this is a scoring system for how decks finish in a tournament. Now you can compare every tournament in one giant...
Yeah.
...number.
I don't know. I think it's better to look at what the meta is showing for tournaments, not just like what's the best deck. To make sure that, again, going back to the thing, being able to beat the best deck is not the best part of the game.
Yes. It's being able to beat the majority of decks.
So yeah, you may lose to the best deck, but in most tournaments, you can lose one and still get top 8.
Well, after the top ban, people were saying, oh, Storm's not going to go on a rampage. Storm is the number one best deck.
A lot of people were, even us.
And I don't see that. Something is keeping Storm down. I don't know if it's lack of pilots or lack of experience.
What I also think it could be that most people were thinking, well, all right, if everyone's thinking Storm's going to be the best, why would I buy into it? Because people are just going to hate side against it. If people are just going to build those sideboards, then Storm will never win a game past turn game one. So I think that's probably what people thought was, I'm not going to go into a two grand deck or
something. I don't know how much it is. I mean, I already had the land, so it doesn't bug me.
Yeah. Because I know it's not one of the cheaper decks either.
I mean, because like my build, I'm only running 2 Underground Seas, 2 Volcanic, I think I'm on right now, which I thought about switching over to 1 Volcanic with a Tropical for a Green Splash. But I'm going to just keep playtesting. That's the thing. Because I want to bring Green back into my board. Just because of Xanthan Swarm.
Yeah. So good. Well, you know you don't really need Xanthan Swarm if you get Hope of Gear 4.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me.
I mean, it does about the same thing. It just isn't... I don't know. I think, well, if you can...
It's not... You can't do it consistently unless you have tricks.
I don't know. I think Xanthan Swarm and Hope kind of do about the same thing. It's just that, ultimately, you get stuck with the fact that you can revoke her the gear board.
Yeah.
So it gives more answers to stop it, but I think they do about the same thing.
Do you have money for dinner or no?
Yeah, I have money for dinner.
You got a taste or you don't care?
I really don't care.
You're helping.
I mean, I was hoping we could do wings, etc. maybe this time, since I actually had the money to do it.
Okay. But, no. I think that was probably a good thing to start out is trying to attack the best deck in Legacy format is not going to get you successfully into Legacy.
No.
And that's what I was hoping Carl would watch the video, because I was flipping through Reddit talking with Carl.
I know where to find it now. We can show it to him.
Yeah, I can show it to him too. But I was talking with him on Facebook, because he wants me to ride with him on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, he talked to you?
Yeah.
Because I told him, like, what do you need him for? I don't know, I just want a set of 40 duels and 40 fetches. Okay, so start with your fetches right now.
Yeah.
Once you get your fetches, then go for the duels. Yes, it's going to be a little bit more, but fetches you can actually use in other decks, too.
Well, yeah, that's a... Then, too, when you get into it, if you have to make that quick budget decision to use Shocklands... So,
did you hear the announcement today from Wizards or no?
No.
Next week is announcement week.
They
have announcements every day of the week.
Oh wow, it's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, they might be changing some big thing or something.
I don't think it's gonna be anything too drastic. I do have a feeling we might get some kind of story about the next block, or maybe a spoiler for the next set, Hour of Devastation, I think it is, or Destruction.
It might be. Well, then they were still working on, they've been still working on that new MTGO, so
well, they, also,
they might be announcing something about
well,
that,
no,
too.
They announced that they're making a Magic MMO.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which has no interest in me.
No, it's not the MMO side. It's the fact that they were previously going to be doing
yeah,
a new MTGO.
Oh, you mean... No, that's not it. Nobody knows what Magic Digital Next is.
Okay.
We have no clue. There are hypotheses that we're making a new Magic online client, but they squash those, saying we intend to keep Modo going as is.
Mm.
So I think they're bringing the Duels of the Planeswalkers in-house.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's going to be. They're going to announce a studio saying, this is the studio we're doing that's going to always do Duel of the Planeswalkers each year.
So, yeah, they might be announcing something about their Digital Next, maybe, format, too. We really don't know.
Yeah, well, Monday we'll find out the first announcement. And also, it's been so hard not to request 2 days off. Well, no, I found a flight round trip from Milwaukee to Vegas, flying out Wednesday afternoon at, like, 3, getting there at 9, and then leaving Saturday at 9 p.m. and getting home at, like, 2 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
$275.
You know you shouldn't just not looked it up.
I know, I should not have done that. But when I found the flight, then I went and looked at hotels. And the hotel that is connected to the convention center...
Yep.
...for a one-bedroom suite...
Uh-huh.
...with a king bed...
Okay.
$166 a night. I would never have to go outside, because people have been talking on Twitter about what the forecast is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, Tuesday, 100 degrees. Wednesday, 110 degrees. Thursday, 110 degrees.
Ugh.
Friday, 110 degrees. Saturday, 100 degrees.
Oh, that convention center is going to be hot.
I mean, it's in the desert, so they're going to have that AC blasting, I'm sure. But it's like, man, if it wasn't Father's Day weekend, I would so be there.
Claim it was a Father's Day gift.
Oh, no. Trust me. I already talked to Alicia. I'm like, would you be upset if I disappeared for 3 days next weekend? Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, Friday, and home Saturday night and Sunday? But I forgot the compromise because I finally got what she wants for our 10-year anniversary, where we're going to go.
Okay.
We're looking at Vegas, but I also mentioned to her, why don't we go on a cruise?
Yeah. Yeah, you expected that. You talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Off cast.
that's what I'm just trying to get her to make a decision, because it's like, you know, I'm getting cooped up. We don't have a vacation planned. I have nothing to look forward to right now.
But no, playing Ashtray Online, not horrible, actually.
Well, yeah, you're not playing against actual good decks then.
No, actually I am. No. I'm playing against the Delvers, the Sneaking Shows and all the other decks. I'm playing against them.
How? That deck can't do anything.
You assume the deck can't do anything.
You proxied it up and I smoked you with Shardless.
I never proxied up Ashtray.
Yes, you did.
It's only been a brew online.
No.
It's literally only been a brew online.
You had it writ down on a 60-card deck and I smoked you with Shardless before you had Painter together. I swear
no,
to God.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't. Before, I never built the deck. The only decks I built before I built Painter were the Taysa variant and the lands deck that I brewed myself.
I swear to God, I've played against your Ashtray and just stomped you.
No. Yeah, I haven't played against it. I haven't made it a paper form yet. I'm still testing with it. But yeah, it's pretty strong when you can turn one a Steel Hellkite.
I mean, turn one Gristlebrand's better.
I mean, it considerably is, and it's a lot quicker. But then you get into... I mean, the matchup versus Reanimator is actually kind of wonky.
Well, the whole point, Reanimator excels when other combo decks are strong.
Yeah.
It preys on other combo decks and usually doesn't do too good against fair decks.
But, because, yeah, the turn one Gristlebrand, yeah, a lot stronger than what I usually put out. But I usually have enough hate to stop them from actually getting a resolving attack with Gristlebrand. They can draw their cards, but...
just don't see it.
I mean, I never played against you with it, so you don't
I really swear
know
you had it together.
Nope.
And it did nothing but dirtle. I mean, but you also have black-red reanimator, which is probably just as fast, but not as consistent as blue-black.
Oh, yeah, that's, again, the reanimator and sneak attack variants where they can play the bigger creature is a lot harder to beat. It's not... My deck kind of can get there, it just doesn't always. I do need a certain kind of line of cards. For the most part, though, it can get most of the fair games, too. There is a lot of hate for the deck, too, because the fact it does use a reanimator side. But it is kind of nice when my opponent gets the reanimator hate and I happen to drop down Metalworker. Just straight up hard cast all my creatures.
I mean, why not just play Mud?
Because Mud costs a lot. Yeah, the cost to effective ratio. I mean, I would wish I could be playing Painter right now. I'm online. But with the cost effectiveness, Ashtray is...
What is so expensive in Painter online?
The Blood Moons and the Searing Bridges.
Really?
Each are $40 a piece.
Holy smokes. I mean, not really surprising with Bridge, because it hasn't had any recent printing.
Oh, yes, this is true.
And Blood Moon should be way cheaper because of Modern Masters 3.
No, because you got to remember that the market works on supply and demand. If there's a demand for it, they're going to raise the prices.
Yeah, but that's also the same in paper, Max.
Paper goes back to the fact of availability. Sometimes, too.
But in terms of these cards that we are talking about, it's supply and demand. Just like online. There's a lot of demand, but Blood Moon just was reprinted in Modern Masters 3. That's why in paper it's sitting at 20, and online it's sitting at 40.
Yeah, that's what they were at. I kept on looking, was like, this kind of sucks, too. Well, that and Chrome Boxes are $10 online, which I don't really have for. I was able to trade out all my standard stuff to be able to build Ashtray, so it's kind of where I'm at right now. Thanks to being most of the creatures are reanimated or bulk rares. It was quite funny because I joined the Community Legacy League for the first time.
Okay.
This Wednesday. I only won one game. I would have won another one if my opponent didn't top deck a Fire Blast.
Oh, you played against a Burr player?
Yeah, I love the Burr matchup because I play Wormcrawl Engines.
Yeah, that'll get there.
It's just like, alright, I win. But,
what's your username online?
Forever Undead.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same as my Twitter. I use mainly the same account name.
You should tweet Pat Ugolo and be like, let's set up a match. You can stream it. Because I want to watch you punt it against him.
I mean, when I did the Legacy League, there was actually a lot of stuff going on within my household at the time, and I was keeping really bad hands and really was not focused on the game. Yes, it was, my mother finally stopped smoking, so she's been on a...
Well,
Johnson.
Yeah. That's to understand, but probably for the good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely for the better, but there's a little bit of stress issues going on.
We are almost to the shop. Uncle say we run you down. Down to your car, all the way down.
You're back.
Grindy, grindy, grindy game.
So yes, that was definitely fun playing Charbelcher. I mean, I went, what was it, 8 times in a row I went off in turn one.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Carl wasn't playing a Force of Will deck. You win.
So yeah, I'm definitely kind of liking it. Now I'm going to go home and see if I can actually trade in Charbelcher for online.
Oh my god, Max.
It's more consistent than Ashtray.
It folds just as hard to force a will.
Yeah, not many people play Force, though.
Yes, they do!
Yeah.
When you play in the dredges, yeah, people don't play it. But when you play anywhere else, it's everywhere.
I don't know. Picking up a couple free wins is just as fun. Make some money back, then actually build a real deck.
Or just sell out of Modo and save your money.
The downside is there's no way to get it back to cash form.
There's actually a couple of websites that do it. One of them actually just shut down.
Yeah. Also, I definitely would.
Anyways, Magic. God, Storm is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's, It isn't... I mean, yeah, it's fun.
It's insane.
I would still rather play Bowser. I mean, you lose to about the same scenario.
I mean, you might as well just play, like, actually build Oops All Spells first.
And then side into Belcher.
Yeah, and side into Belcher.
That's a good point. Could totally build Oops.
Because everyone brings in the graveyard, and it's like, well, I'll just side 15 cards in. Well, look at that. I'm now Belcher.
This is true. That's right, actually. I should look into doing that.
Because that's what Grant Liberta did.
Well, yeah. I think that's actually where I got one of my Simian Spirit guides. Because obviously he took it apart.
I'm still upset that I didn't get to play him in Legacy before he moved.
I mean, he was just kind of getting into it when he was starting to move out. So.
Yeah.
Any other news?
Storm is nuts.
We also found out that Hercule's Recall versus Tezzerator is extreme,
just a blowout.
Extremely freaking strong.
Oh my god, it felt so good.
Yeah, I think as long as you have Hercule's Recall on your sideboard games, Tez really can't win.
Yeah.
Because Tez is not quick enough to get there. I think Tez requires at least turn 5 before it can win.
Well, the thing with the Tez is you have to have the Force of Will for the Hercules.
Yeah. Which, when you get into playing Storm, you know Cabal Therapies and Duresses are there.
Mm-hmm. Like, you literally need to start out, like, that one game of turn 1, Trinisphere, turn 2, Chalice on 1.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think you do it the reverse way.
Either way.
Because it really doesn't matter. It stops, because then Chalice stops the turn 1 play from Storm to then work around it. And then Trinisphere will stop the ultimate rest.
By force has definitely earned at least a one. I'd like to try and get a second one in the board. Oh my god, that card is insane.
Don't you have two?
I have one. I chopped it down to one to fit the three Hercule's Recalls.
Mm-hmm.
Because I cut two by forces and two bobs to fit the last five sideboard cards that I picked up today.
Well, Versus Blade decks, which one would you rather have? Hercule's Recall or By Force?
Neither. I don't care about their equipment. I'll strip it from their hand.
But as a person that's played Blade decks versus Storm, how many times does that kind of happen?
Very often. Because they'll usually be like, oh, either slam down turn 2, turn 3... And it's like, okay, well, I'll duress you. I've had it happen many a times by a Storm or Grixis Delver player. With the Cabal Therapy.
Alright.
It's very easy to happen, and that's why I'm always waiting on slamming down a Stoneforge against the Therapy decks unless I have the counter magic or at least the Thought Siege to be more offensive with my plays.
But yeah, I should have brought up my ashtray list for you to see it. And then you'd look at it and go, that's horrible.
I already can say it's horrible.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm going to look into switching into Belcher.
The most expensive cards are the Lion's Eye Diamonds.
Which on MTGO aren't really much.
Like 20, 30 bucks?
I think they're less than lands, actually. I think,
you can get, as I say, you can get away with Stompy Ground instead of a Taiga.
Even Taiga online is less than 20 bucks. It's one of the nice things about playing online is that a lot of the there's no reserve list.
Yeah, it's just all pure supply and demand.
Yeah. Yeah, and then for the first time ever playing Tribe Ultra, that wasn't doing horrible.
I mean, you could probably message Steven and be like, hey, want to sell your Ultra proxies? I mean, he's got most of the commons and uncommons.
Well, the ultimate thing is I'll still need to find Lion's Eye Diamonds in paper form, which...
Not online. It's $100 a Lion's Eye Diamond. Go through all, sort through all of your crap, find all your bulk rares.
The downside is I'm already down to all no bulk rares.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so much empty on the next event.
Yeah, I really I don't really buy enough packs and trade for enough crap.
That's just all the stuff that I've been pulling out of my boxes that I've gotten rid of.
Well, a lot of my bulk nowadays kind of turns into when there's a new player that I see. I'll just kind of start giving them cards that are bulk.
Well, yeah, common and uncommon, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, bulk rares, like, out of all the EDH decks that you've bought, or
is that
all gone?
The most recent ones, all the ones that came out of the bulk out of my EDH ones, wouldn't even get me up to a dollar.
Wow.
So. No, I do have a couple that are probably worth a couple $5, but in trading, it's about maybe two, so.
Yeah, like the inside of this ridge. Before we go to mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's good to do the Community Legacy League again next week. And this time I actually have made the deck a little bit quicker.
Is it happening?
Yeah, I already asked.
Even with Vegas?
Yeah, even with Vegas. Well, the person running the event now isn't the one that was before. So, and they weren't going to be going.
Oh, okay.
And we'll probably have a minimum, like, when we, I think we fired off with 14 people, 15?
Okay.
This last week, and next week, at least 8 people said that they would be back.
Okay.
We'll be able to play even with Vegas going on. I mean, really, at most, the people that are down in Vegas go to their hotel room, sign into the Wi-Fi, and play online.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, Max, the people at Vegas are not going to be going back to the hotel room to play Magic.
This is true.
You're in Vegas.
Definitely a true statement.
I told Aaron and Keith, you guys better party it up down there for the rest of us schmucks who can't make it.
Then also too, with the way I've built my painter, I now actually think mine might be faster than the Imperial Painter. So in the mirror match, I think I win now.
Well, yeah, you're going all in on the combo instead of the prison aspect. It's what you've always tried to do with your deck, and it doesn't work out once you get to events. Because you're not a combo deck, you're a prison deck.
I mean, the prisons go back to the fact that it's just Blood Moon and Saren Bridge, so...
Yeah. And transfers.
But even then, Imperial Painter doesn't play transfers in the main.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even play... I think they only play, like, a one-off in Saren Bridge.
Still say you're going way too much in on the combo instead of playing the control prison aspect.
Actually, I have more prison pieces than
Imperial
Painter. Yes, Imperial Painter can find Magus of the Moon, but... Because it plays the same amount of
Moon effects.
Moon effects. 4 blood, 1 Magus.
I always think it's... I still think it should be 3-3.
Too much. So when you start versing decks, like... If you're going into a 4-color meta, yeah, that makes sense. But when you verse mostly, like, decks that can use the red for more or less, or not really care because they're mono-colored... It doesn't really do well. Because versus Sneak Attack, Black Red Reanimator, and any really actual, like, big fest, creature fest combo. Blood Moon does nothing.
Well, no, it's... Once again, it's knowing what hands you can keep and what hands you can't keep.
And even then, in the blind, you really don't know which one you're keeping. Because you can go all into Blood Moon every single game, but if you're versing a lot of the meta, like we talked about earlier in the podcast, if the meta beating the top decks, which would be the four-color decks in reference to this one, doesn't make sense if you can't beat, because you waste all your time doing a turn one Blood Moon effect versus these other decks that can go turn one something bigger and better.
True, I still don't like how you're all in on the combo.
I'm really not all in on combo. I have a lot faster way to go off with it, but... But I'm definitely still liking the LED idea that someone mentioned.
Oh yeah, it makes you more explosive.
Well, even then, going... Untapping, go for lightning, LED on top of library, draw the LED, and going off there from that version is just as strong as well.
I'm still waiting for you to, like, turn to kill the Goblin Welder playing Lion's Eye Diamond.
Oh, yeah. I did that.
Weld it.
I did that. That was versus, actually, that was the one time I messed up versus when I ran right into Abrupt Decay. Because I went LED, crack LED, discard the Simian Spirit Guide, and went for the kill. That's where I really found out how strong LED was. Because I think I only had one mountain on field.
Ah.
So now Painter can go off with only one land. But either way, I think that's kind of it. No more news. Of course, we messed up when Vegas actually was. It sounded right on the cast, but if we actually...
We'll have plenty to talk about next week.
Yeah. Are they going to do coverage for it?
Both days are getting coverage.
Okay. Twitch stream?
Correct? Yeah, Twitch. Twitch.
Assumingly, but wanted to know.
Twitch is an exclusive Magic partner.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I would want them to be on YouTube so they can actually do full 1080p the whole time, they're on Twitch.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. You get to watch the Legacy GP both days next week.
No, actually, I get to go home and watch Orange is the New Black, binge-watch the Orange is the New Black new series.
Fourth season?
Yeah, the fourth season just came out today.
The 16th.
Yeah.
The Ranch season 2 comes out.
I still haven't gone back and watched The Ranch.
Oh my god, you gotta watch that, it's hilarious.
I mean, I've watched The Ranch, but I've never really gone through and tried to watch every episode.
Oh, it's hilarious.
See ya, that's it. See ya.
We're done.